You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is John Ellis of John Ellis Water. John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave. Good talking to you.
Now, John, I want to explain to the listeners here that you have been advertising with American Free Press since its inception in August 2001. And prior to that, you had advertised with the Spotlight newspaper, I guess, since its inception in 1975. So you've been advertising with this company since...
Regular advertising.
Every week. You've been doing...
Every single week. And I guess I've been full page for how many years? I don't even know.
Right. Anybody who gets the American Free Press newspaper...
It's a great newspaper, and I try to support it. That's what it's all about.
Well, thanks, John. Anybody who gets it will know your ad. It's usually on the back page, a full-page ad.
Right.
And, of course, we're looking at now almost 40 years of advertising. Next year will be 40 years of advertising. And, of course, you have a website, which is johnellis.com. And also, there's another website called watercuresanything.com. Now, what I want to do here, John, because we spoke pretty much at length prior to this interview, which took a long time. It's a long time coming. But it's working now, fortunately. But what I want to really let the listeners in on is, what exactly is the product that you are promoting in the pages of American Free Press and, of course, in the Spotlight all those years?
Okay, here's what it's all about. At the inception of this business, because I do have an engineering degree and include steam plant design from Lafayette College, you've got viruses and bacteria, and each one has a different destruction time. Now, viruses will go through anything. They'll go right through your skin. None of the products out there allow enough time to destroy them. So if you go to johnellis.com and you go to testimonials, you'll see a virus and bacteria destruction chart. There's about 25 or 30 of them on there. And, of course, they're deadly, many of them, but most of them are. And each one has a different destruction time. We're the only ones that allow enough time to destroy them. In other words, instead of water going through a product one time, the water goes through our machine hundreds of times to make sure that we allow enough time to destroy them. And it goes back a few years now to Sloan Kettering Cancer. They asked us if we could do that. We added the bulbs and transformers. We're subjecting in the boiler. We're frothing to the surface your viruses, your bacteria, your drugs, all the markers that are in the water that people are flushing into the groundwater, which is now, of course, in your public water systems. And we hit it with high-intensity, ultraviolet, modular frequency and heat. And we do it over and over and over again. It's about three times a minute, hundreds of times for every gallon you're making. And the machines make two types of water. One type is light distilled, we call it, to differentiate it from regular distilled water. And light tap water, which you can make a lot faster. And the water you read about a lot, of course, is the light tap water. But that's basically what the machines do.
Let's say I drank my water out of my tap, and I get my water from a well, and let's say somebody else drinks city water. What's the problem with that?
Okay, here's what's happening. It's like the founder of the American Cancer Society told me years ago, and his head of international advertising, who was at my home 50 years ago. And I wasn't even in this business then. That's how I happened to get into it. You've got millions of people now flushing their toilets into the groundwater. All the drugs they're taking, plus the markers that they find in your blood tests. That's why they give you a blood test first thing when you go to the hospital, get a physical. So now, today, and the standard water tests do not tell you what's in the water. They're flushing into the groundwater. So therefore, in your spring water, your bottled water, your well water, they're loaded. And then eventually it spreads to the municipal water systems. Now, a few years ago, the Associated Press called me about it because they've read things that I've written about it. So they did exactly what I told them. They picked the city. I had nothing to do with it. They picked Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, supposed to have good drinking water. Just like I told them, 57 drugs in the drinking water. Every city they tested was loaded. 41 million people didn't even know it. So therefore, all your markers are also in that water. Now, when I was in engineering school in the early 50s, I didn't know anybody with cancer. It was rare. You never heard of MS. You never heard of fibromyalgia. Not many people had diabetes. Today, they are all epidemics. And my point is, it's coming from your water supplies. People just don't realize it because the water industry doesn't tell you what I'm telling you. You've got to recycle the water hundreds of times per gallon, like I said, to destroy whatever's in that water.
And what exactly are markers, John?
You got the CEA-125 marker for cancer in your bloodstream. You've got MS, you got diabetes, whatever's in your bloodstream. And one of the things that we've learned from Sloan Kettering also, and the cancer patients, when they drink our water, after a few days, the urine starts to smell light brown, light green, because the hydrogen is burning up the impurities in your bloodstream. And that goes back to your change in the hydrogen bond angle in the water, which I didn't mention. But what happens is this. When you heat and cool the water over and over again, eventually you change the hydrogen bond angle in the water. And that all goes back to UCLA Medical Center, a doctor that taught there years ago in the medical school there. And he was doing independent research for blood flow, because your blood's 90-94% water. So he bought our Electron 5. Then we sold hundreds of them because of him. And like he said, you can't argue with something you can measure. We can measure the ability of blood, 94% water, to go through a membrane into the cells to the extremity. And nothing's even close to your water. We knew it already anyway. Diabetics saving their feet. MS, cancer. In fact, the diabetics call you up crying on the phone about it. In fact, I was thinking of one man very quickly. He woke up one morning, overnight his foot turned black, and he said, by the time I got your machine, I'd been scheduled for surgery a week later to have my foot amputated. So I soaked my foot in your water while I watched television, and then finally his foot turned rosy pink, and then he called me up crying on the phone, you saved my foot, you saved my foot. And then they all say the same thing. Why do all these companies lie to you? If I'd listened to them, I would have lost my foot.
Right.
Now, what happened was, at that doctor at UCLA, naturally, he wondered, why is this water different? That's when they tested the hydrogen bond angle in the water. Regular water, you got H2O. The molecular bond angle between your two hydrogen atoms in regular water, to be exact, it's 104.5. But we'll round it off to 104 degrees. That constant heating and cooling opens up the bond angle permanently to 114 degrees. And that's what that doctor was saying. Your bond angle's wider. And the exact measurement now, because it's been so many years now, is 113.8. Now, regular distilled water you wouldn't drink. The bond angle's only 101 degrees. And that water gives you the worst blood flow possible. So it works like your body does. Your body works by electrolysis. It breaks water into hydrogen and oxygen. With our water, it doesn't take very much energy to split that water molecule.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you more about that. I don't know how far you want me to go with this. But.
Well, I think that just the last stuff you said would probably be above the understanding of many people, including myself, and they'd have to trust an engineer such as yourself that this is going to work. But I have two quick questions. One is, what about, for example, we have a reverse osmosis system here at our place. What's wrong with that?
Well, here's what's good about it, then. The good part is it's great for taking the solids out of the water. But the viruses go right through it, so therefore, in that standpoint, which can kill you, obviously, it's not doing anything because the viruses go right through. The other thing is, the bond angle in the water is 104 degrees, just like ordinary water. And you can do tests, by the way. It's on genova.com. What that's about is this. It's a man that makes hydrogen generators for trucks by electrolysis. And now, normally, they draw 31 amps of power. Well, if you look at that video, there's an ammeter that you can look at. He added only 20 drops of our water to the regular distilled water in the hydrogen generator. The power went down to virtually zero. You can see the ammeter there. It's actually pulling about a half to one amp. Now, about a month before that, we had gotten a call from a scientist in Zurich, Switzerland. And he had elephantitis in his legs. He was telling me, he's got an Electron 5 machine. He said, I only had it 24 hours. I just got it. He said, I haven't worn shoes in years. I've been wearing special sneakers made for me. And in 24 hours, he lost all that water weight in his legs. He went to a shoe store, bought a pair of shoes size 10. Then he mentioned also, he said, I can't believe using electrolysis only 100 watts of power, how much hydrogen your water produces. It violates Faraday's law. That's Michael Faraday. He said, why is that? He said, the answer is very simple. Regular water has a hydrogen bond angle of around 104 degrees. It takes a lot of energy, to, just like your body does, to split water into hydrogen and oxygen. At 114, it doesn't take much energy at all. And he said, well, you know what you discovered? You could heat your home, produce electricity, power your car for pennies. I said, yeah, I know that, but the problem is we're in the United States, and I'm not sure they're going to like that too much.
Right.
That's the way it works. In other words, your reverse osmosis is good for removing the solids from your water. And, of course, there's another issue, too. You've got plastics, adhesives, all kinds of things inside those things that the water is passing through.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd never want to run hot water through, let's put it that way. Because then you'd leach out the plasticizers into the water.
Oh, yuck. That was my next question, actually, was who are the forces that are aligned against what you're trying to bring to the public?
Just about anybody you could think of, including all your major publications.
Wow.
Are against it. Obviously, the oil companies don't want you to do anything like this. The ones that produce natural gas, they don't want you to do this. Dealing with the automotive industry, you got another problem.
You ever been threatened?
I've never been threatened, but I'm very careful about how I do things. In other words, I don't move around that freely. I have people that work for me that handle, you know, my situation.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's dangerous business getting in the way of these powerful
forces.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's why I was asking.
Exactly right. I mean, I have armed guards and all that kind of thing.
Wow.
I have a limo. I have my own drivers. They're all carry. All of them do their police detectives. But
yeah.
That's the reason. That's the reason. In fact, one of the reasons I like about the American Free Press, they've never rejected one ad on me. You know, when I get into subjects that maybe other publications don't like or they don't want the public to know about, American Free Press is just what it says, free press. And they're the only ones that I know of, and thanks to Willis Carto and so on, publishes it exactly the way it is. Some people don't like it, but that's their problem.
Yeah, American Free Press doesn't care about who they offend, and that's why they are really, it seems, they're America's last real newspaper.
It really is.
Pretty amazing.
Just hope they stay around, because you've got all these major publications. I mean, I do advertising wherever I can, but sometimes ads, they will turn down ads, you know, something to do with the subjects we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot more that we're going to talk about in future interviews, but for the purposes of this interview here, let's say someone wants to get some more information on the machine. Where could they do that?
Okay, they can go to watercuresanything.com, click up above where it says machines, and then they can go to johnellett.com, and then up to the right at watercuresanything.com, you can order water. We'll supply free water to the people. They can check it out themselves. All they got to do is just add a few drops to the regular water that they're drinking. That'll change the properties of water. If they get a machine and the instructions, it tells you how to do a well. They've done thousands of them. They use 10 gallons one time. It lasts for years. And also, the results are now a matter of public record at the Department of Environmental Quality, the DEQ, where a municipality had saved them millions of dollars and have to build a waste treatment plant. Because all these billion-dollar companies couldn't treat a municipal waste lagoon. 5 acres, 10.5 million gallons of E. coli. We have letters on the letterhead from the Public Works Administrator, and even the mayor wrote us a letter on the letterhead about it.
Wow.
So what happened was they were paying $10,000 a day in fines to the state for months because nobody could fix it. So I'm sure they didn't think this would work, but they sprayed 1,000 gallons of the light tap water, because the machines make two types of water, which means they'd have to run it for 4 days to get enough water, because it's a small machine for the countertop. And then within 24 hours after spraying that 5 acres, the smell was gone. And then after that, of course, we started getting letters from them. And then Dole Foods tested the light tap water for 9 months and finally sent us a 7-page contract.
Wow.
Because what they had done, they had mold spores destroying the banana plantations, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras. And first they used the Dow chemical, and all they got in return was lawsuits, thousands of workers injured, men sterile, and all that kind of thing. So a man that worked for Dole years ago heard about us from the state and started sending him samples of the light tap water from his machine over a 9-month period. And every time it came back with positive results, finally they called him and they said, you know, to comply with the international food regulations, we've got to know, what is in the water you're sending us? He said, there's nothing in the water, it's just water. He said, wait a minute, that's what they've been testing for 9 months, it's only water? He says, yeah, you don't believe your own tests? So finally that's when Dole said it's a 7-page contract.
Wow, huge. And
yeah.
What about folks who maybe don't have access to the internet? They're hearing this interview. Is there a phone number they could call?
If they want water, the phone number is 570-296-0214. That's our Chihuahua, Pennsylvania property. if they're interested in machines, that's the Westbrookville, New York property. It's 845-754-8696.
And do people who subscribe to American Free Press or who get the paper, do they get a discount on either of these?
Well, if they talk to us nicely, we might. And it depends who it is. Normally, we sell the machines at the prices that are listed. They can order on the internet, too. They can go there and order them. But usually, the only time we give any real discount is if they order more than one machine, because a lot of people do that.
These are patented.
Yeah, we have patents in the United States, Canada, and 13 other countries all over the world. In fact, we just sent some machines to Monaco, a man he's from Andorra and New York. Quite a famous man, quite interesting guy. I just talked to him the other day. The president of MIT even wrote him up about his exploits during the Second World War and so on. He's a cousin of Prince Rainier, and we just shipped more machines to the royal family over there and his relatives over there in Monaco this past week.
Wow.
And he tells everyone in Europe about the machines, and I think that's where we get the orders from Switzerland, because we don't advertise there, that's for sure.
Wow, that's cool. And approximately how much would one machine be?
Well, you've got two machines. We build them out of stainless steel by hand. You know, it takes a few days to get the order out and to build it and so on. You've got the Electron 4. They're all stainless steel, like I said. And thanks to Sloan Kettering, we went to Corning for a special form of quartz for the bulbs that go on the top of the boiler. And then an aerospace firm builds the transformers for us. That machine is $1,700 even, because we pay the shipping. The best one we make would double the power, because as you know, your virus and bacteria keep mutating. That's why when they give you a flu shot every year, they change the formula, because they're getting stronger and stronger.
Right.
So the doctors at Sloan Kettering asked if we could do that. And the Electron 5 has two bulbs, more powerful dual transformer, phenomenal. And that one's $2,800, and that includes shipping.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason I thought that there would be a lot more. I didn't expect those kind of figures. And really, $1,700 or $2,800, really, when you put it in perspective of what the machine could do for you, really, it's not a lot of money. I mean,
that's right. There are machines that are being sold today that don't do anything. Well, they do something, but you wouldn't want to know what they do.
Yeah.
Because it's detrimental, that are over $4,000, and that's what they get.
Yeah. And you have that on your website, I saw, about the water scams.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's scams. Right, because there's a man down there in Florida. You get a free book about scams and so on and so forth, which is ridiculous, because actually it's a distiller. The water goes through one time. It's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
The machines have been recalled by the Federal Product Safety. And unlike a coffee maker, I think your readers should know this, there's no problem with a coffee maker that's made out of plastic. It comes up near the boiling point and then just shuts off.
Mm-hmm.
But if you buy a distiller that's made out of plastic, it runs for hours at a time. All the plasticizers that are in there are in the room now, getting into the room, and you're breathing them.
Wow.
And then they had a plastic collection jug running hot water into these plastic collection jugs, which leaches plasticizers out. And then Scientific American had an article about it with links to heart disease and so on. And they were warning mothers not to take plastic baby bottles and boil them in water, because, you know, they could harm their children.
Yeah.
Nothing said about that. And he's selling the same kind of distillers that everybody else sells. And yet his attitude is, well, like he's got something that nobody else has. But anyway, people have to be aware of that, because
right.
It's a very serious problem.
Absolutely.
And the main problem is they don't recycle the water.
Well, you know, I want the listeners to know that this is just the first of probably at least one more, but I would say several interviews with John, because there's other information that is very interesting that John would like to share with people. And I found it incredibly interesting and really something you would read in a book. That's just amazing. And so I just want to
appreciate that, Dave.
Oh, sure, sure, of course. I appreciate everything you've done, all the great work you've done to bring this information to the general public. And of course, it's always the good guys that get creamed, like they say the pioneers are the ones with the arrows in their backs.
You got it.
You're obviously a pioneer, a great man, a great American for doing this. And
appreciate you saying that.
It's the truth. And John, I want to thank you for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. And I'm really looking forward to the next time we speak, where we can get into a lot of the nitty-gritty and a lot of the intrigue that is behind these products, this technology that you've developed. So I'm really looking forward to that, and looking forward to talking to you real soon.
Thanks a million, Dave.